Saboyim, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that not only Chai B'Krisis, but even a regular Chai B'Mises Bezdin. Even on the case when you Chai B'Mises Bezdin, if they warn you for Malkus, you receive Malkus. That's Rabbi Yishmael's chat. We'll soon see why. We have Yakiba Raiman now. Chai B'Krisis, Yeshna Mechla Malkus. I agree to you with a chorus, there is Malkus. Aboyim. But why? The reason is, Shemosa Tshuva, Bezdin Shomala Mechlonahem. Chai B'Krisis is a Misa B'Dei Shemayim light. Hashem gives the punishment. Bezdin Shomala. By the Bezdin Shomala, Tshuva helps. Even though you have a Chiyadin Aveira, Chet of Chorus, if you do Tshuva Shlema, they'll mock you in Shemayim, and you don't have to receive Chorus. So therefore, we can give you Malkus, like it's not considered Shtei Rishoy. It's not considered you having two punishments. Mashenke in Chayve Mises Bezdin. In the case we did a Chet that Bezdin here paskins, and Bezdin has the right to give you Misam, Einai Bechlal. Like it's always considered, you are receiving shtei rishoyis, so we can't give you two punishments, because bezin shomata has no right to be mechul you, even though you do tshuva shleima. Still, when you did the chet and there's a psak, you have to receive the misa. It's a good question. Why doesn't tshuva help on a bezin shomata? The Gemara is going that a bezin shomala tshuva helps. And not on the Bezdin Shemata. Some Achronim want to say that Tshuva Shleim is telling you leave. So Hashem in Shemayim, they know if you do Tshuva Shleim, they can be mechel you. But Bezdin Shemata never knows if you do Tshuva Shleim. So therefore, there's no din Tshuva on the Bezdin Shemata to accept it to free you from Malkus. The first is that's exactly the question. That on Bezdin Shemata, once you have the Chiyah to receive Misa, that's it. There's no way to do Tshuva. So that's the difference between Chai V'Krisus and Mises Bezdin. By Chai V'Mises Bezdin, it's a chsar from Shtei Rishoyis, we can't give you two punishments, whereas Chai V'Krisus, it's not considered like you have two punishments. Maybe you will not receive chorus. Now, a third sheet there is Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Chai V'Krisus B'Chlal Hoyim. But on the parsha of Aroyis, after mentioning all the different Aroyis, the pasuk says one klal, there's a chayiv chorus by all of them. So the question is, v'lama yotzes chorus b'choisei? It says separately that if you live with your sister, again you receive chorus. What does her have to say it separate for? So Yitzchak dashens, l'doina, come to teach me a chiddush, l'doina the chorus, v'loida malchus. To teach me that of all chayiv krisis, you can only receive chorus and no malchus. So he has a gzeras akosiv that there's no malchus, even when they warned you for the malchus, for lav, still you do not receive malchus. That's a Yitzchak Shita. Yeah. Now the Gemara explains each one of them. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's the reason of Rabbi Shmuel? So he says, yes, even Chai V'Mises Bezdin, you also receive malchus. If they warn you for malchus, you have asura for malchus, you receive malchus. There's still, because it dashes the pasuk in Devarim. The pasuk says, Im loisish malasois es kol divri haTorah zois. Mashma, if you do not listen to any part of this Torah, any part, mashma, even a chai v'mises bezdin. And uksiv, after it says, v'hiflu Hashem esma koischa. Hashem will pay you back, but with a makah. Now, haflo zu, en yodei yamai. I do not know what type of a punishment you're going to receive. What does the word v'hiflu Hashem mean? So, kishuam, we have a different parsha. Or by love, it says that the shofet, the bezdin, gives him malchus. Says so, have you ever have flaws of malchus? The difference is passion. Chof ches, it's also saying im loisish malase says kol divrater razois v'iflu Hashem that you receive malchus. So there's a special rebu here that by every single case you receive malchus. Uksiv, it says. Im loisish malasas as koil, mashmath every single lav haTorah, even though there's also a chai v'mises to it, a bezdin, still you receive malchus. That's Rabbi Shmuel's drasha. So Marius Ihochi, so if you make him such a general klal, im loisish mal koil, mashm every single lav haTorah, chai v'yasenami, if you're over in Yisr Asay, the Torah did not say it, but Torah's a lav. The Torah just said, like, you're supposed to do this, and you did not do it. You're over in Yisr Asay, maybe also you should receive Malkus. Someone says, no. important. The Kehavim mina was because it says kol divrei Torah, mashma everything, even in Isser Asay. This much no. Im loy sishma ksiv. It says clearly im loy sishma. If you do not listen, mashma has to be alav. Ukner rabav and amr abiloi. The amr rabav and amr abiloi. That kol mokum shenem. Wherever the Torah says he shomer pen v'al ain a loy sasei. Like even these things are included in the loy sasei, but has to be at least a hishomer or pen or v'al. But just an isser asay. The Torah just says to do something that's not included to receive malchus.
Why doesn't the Gemara give it as an answer that I'm not doing something?
Now the Gemara asks the question: Ihochi, if so, lav shein b'maisa nami. And so even though lav has no action to it, but it says kol divrei Torah, as long as it's a lav, there should be malchus. So the Gemara says no. In this pasuk it ends off, and it says im loisishma lasos ksiv, that you have to do an action. If you do not do an action, lav shein b'maisa, even from this pasuk, there's no malchus. For the Gemara, lav shenitzv liasei nami, is so, when the Torah gives a lav, and then it says an essay, like by Noiser, when there's a lav, not to leave over the meat till the next morning. And if you leave it over, then there's a mitzvah essay to burn it, that will have the sugya soon. A lav shenitzv liasei, you do not receive malchus. So question here, the Gemara says, why? Why don't I say from this pasuk it's a ribui? Even by that you should receive malchus. Samar says no. Dumya de lav de chasima, that it says in the parasha of malchus the lav right before that is loisachsim shor b'dishoi. Then it says aboyim yakenu. So the gem of the classical lav is a lav of loisachs of lav de chasima. It means you can't muzzle your animals and work with them. So that's called a lav. That's a lav without an essay to it. So only such a lav receives malchus, not the lav that has an essay added to it. The Gemara says, "Hashta b'yasal hochi." Now that we come onto this, kula nami dumi the lav de chasima. The other questions also, like a lav shein by mice, it's the same svara. A lav shein by mice is not like the lav of the chasima. There, the Torah says, "Leisachsim shor b'dishoi." Do not muzzle your animals when you work with them, but you're working with them. That's called an action. So everything has to be doima to this type of a lav. Where Mashenkin, a lav shein b'mais is not doima, so if we do not receive malchus. So the Ritvoy asked the question, if so, here also, this lav is also not doima, our lavs. Our lavs here have chorus. Our lav, Amisa's Bezdin, it's also not doima. Maybe they all have to be doima to lav the chsima, that it only has a lav and nothing else. And here we're learning out that even a lav that has Misa's Bezdin, or has chorus, also you receive malchus. So the Gemara answers two tzurtzim. One answer is, but still there's a ribu here. It's saying, in loisish malatzas kol divrei Torah zois, and then it says malchus here. So there's a ribu. So the svar is, there's a ribu involved, we have to add something. We have to minus something, because loisachsim. So lav shrein by maisa, that's missing something, there's a chsor in there, that doesn't have malchus. But here, just the fact you added the chayvi krisis, the chayvi misas, that's no reason to take it away. Rav Stami says in Svara that just because this lav has another addition to it, like it's a more chomedic lav that has Mises Bezdin, that's no reason to free you from Malkus. It has to be a Svara involved. Dumid lav techsima, like lav shein b'maisa, there's no action there, that's a less of a type of a lav. So that's not so strong, like lav techsima, that's where there's no Malkus. But just for the fact that the lav of Achoisoin, or the Mises Bezdin, has another punishment to it, that just shows that the lav is stronger. So for sure you should receive malchus. So the kid's according to Rabbi Shmuel, he has this extra limur here, in Lesish Malasais, it's called Divya Terazais, that for any strong lav, anything stronger than the lav, the Chsima, even though there's a Mises Bezdin involved, still you will receive malchus. That's Rabbi Shmuel's drosha. For Rabbi Kiva, the Mar says, my timer. What's Rabbi Kiva's reasoning? That he says, no, if there's a Mises Bezdin involved, then there's no Malkus, my timer. So Gemara says, Kidei Rishosoi. He dashens a post that says, Kidei Rishosoi, where we dashen, Mishum Risho Achas Ato Mechaivai. If you only punish him for one Aveira, that means give him one punishment. But Vi Ato Mechaivai Mishum Shtei Rishois. Bezdin has no right to give one person two punishments for one Aveira. For one action that he did, he cannot receive two punishments. Says, so whenever there's a chi of Mises Bezdin upon you, Pshita Bezdin has to give him the more chomedic punishment. So we say once he has a chi of to receive Misa, There's no way Bezdin could give a Malkus. Bezdin has no right to give Shtei Rishoyis, two punishments. Therefore, Bezdin cannot give Misa with Malkus. For the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with this pasuk? The Torah says, Kedei Rishosai. It says the pasuk in Moisishma, we'll have to use it for something else, but you can't go against the clear pasuk that says, Kedei Rishosai, you cannot receive two punishments. The Gemara says, no, here it's not clear either. I'll tell you, Hani Mili, when is this pasuk talking about Kedei Rishosai? That Bezdin can only give one and not two. That's Misa Mamin. Two different types of punishments. Bezdin cannot give a person Misa and money. If you rip somebody's clothing when you killed him, so Yechayiv Misa, we do not make you pay for the clothing. You're parted from money. Or Malkus Mamin, the case we receive Malkus and money. There we say Kedei Rishosai. Avo Misa Malkus. Rabbi Shmuel Svar is that by Chayiv Krisis, we, or even Mrs. Bezdin, for Bezdin to give you Malkus first, it's considered Misa Arichti. It's one long punishment. That's the way they're killing you. They're giving you Malkus first, and then they're going to continue on to kill you. So it's not really called Shtei Rishoy. It's not like two different punishments. It's considered one long punishment. It's like torturing you to death. So we start off with Malkus, and we end off with actually killing you. That's a Bishmol Svara, that in Kedei Rishosai, it does not exclude Misa and Malkus. It's considered like one Rishon, like one long Misa.
Don't we have a principle?
For the Gemara Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're telling me he dashes Kedei Rishosai, that Bezdin cannot give Malkus and Misa together, Ihochi, if so, Chai the Kris is not me. Like you're telling me our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Mishnah says cases of Chai the Krisis, that you do receive Malkus. Why? Why don't I say Kedei Rishosai? You cannot receive two punishments, Chorus and Malkus. So my Yomata, what you want to say this before was, Shemosa Tshuva, that maybe the person will do Tshuva. And Bezdin Shomala accepts Tshuva, and the Moichiyu, like we said, Bezdin Shomala knows if you do Tshuva Shleima, and then you're freed from Chorus. And so the Havamid, before we said a Svarim, we'll soon see later, that's going to be a Maskana, but right now we're asking the question, Hashtemiyas Leyavdi. But right now, at the time when Bezdin wants to give him Malkus, he did not do tshuva yet. Well, we don't know if he did tshuva. Most probably he didn't do tshuva yet. So right now, he has the chi of chorus upon him. Or else we should have a doubt. Maybe he has the chi of chorus still upon him. So how could Bezdin give him Malkus? Even according to Rabbi Akiva, how could you receive Malkus? By chai v'krisis, it's very possible you still have the chi of chorus upon you right now. So it's still called shtei rishoyis. Yeah, so still the question. So Amar Bavur Bavur says the Feirish Ribsa Torah Chai V'Krisis L'Malkus. Torah B'Kiva has a special pasuk that teaches me this chiddush that even though you chayav chorus, still you could receive Malkus. The Gomri learns out Li'enei Milyonecha. He has a Gzera Shomer for this. Rashi says Li'enei says V'Nichrasu Li'enei B'nei Amon. That's a parsh of chorus. Uksiv V'Malkus V'Niklo Achicha Li'enecha. Merely learn out that Malkus applies even though there's a chayv, there's a chorus involved. So even after you have the pasuk, but still you have to understand. Either Torah says Kedei Rishosai, we cannot give you two punishments. So after the pasuk, the pshat is that Kedei Rishosai applies to Bezdin. A Bezdin Shomata cannot apply two punishments to one person. But Chayvei Chorus is not called Bezdin, is implying the punishment. That's a punishment B'dei Shemayim. So therefore, Lamaisa, when Bezdin gives Malkus, how many punishments is Bezdin Shomata given? Only one. That's why there's no spirit in the Pasuk of Kedei Rishosai. Kedei Rishosai only tells us that Bezdin Shomata cannot imply two punishments. They can't give Mammon and Malkus or Misa and Malkus, where they're killing you. But a chayv krisis was a b'dei shemayim. Here, there's no chesaron, there's no problem of kedei rishosai. But you need a pasuk for this. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. That by chayv krisis, that's not a problem of kedei rishosai. It's not bezdin here that's giving two punishments. One is b'dei shemayim, one is b'dei yadam. That's okay. That's the gemara. Still, maskev lo rab abba b'mamol. If so, if you tell me Rabbi Akiva has this gzera shava, chayv mises bezdin ami. Why don't I make a gzera shava even to Mrs. Bezdin? Nigmuram me'enei milienecha. Says the word me'enei, it says, by Mrs. Bezdin. Rashi says, Mrs. Bezdin mil'enei decreases Makrisis loika, to gemarta le'enei milanecha, af mises bezdin yuka. Says the word me'enei by mises bezdin. Rashi just said the avodas kechavim in me'enei hu'eda nasa lishkaga. It says the word me'enei by a mises bezdin.
How can you ask
him
why does he manage
their shoes? Samora says, what's the story? You need a reasoning. Samora says, yes. I'll tell you, there's a different word. Here it says, me ene, a men. And the other words are, ene, without the men. Samora says, donen li ene, mili enecha. Both only have the ayins, no mems. Vien donen me ene, that it says, by Mrs. Bezdin, mili enecha, from just the word enecha. So therefore, it's the difference in the Gzeva Shava. That's why I don't have, I did not include me'ene into this Gzeva Shava. So more story, so what though? That's not a good reasoning. Or my now, can we know what's the difference? In Ilchus Gzeva Shava, such a difference doesn't make a difference. In Torah of Rabbi Shmuel, we learn it like this. The Pasuk says, V'shov ha'koyin, by negi on the house he returns, u'bo ha'koyin, and the koyin comes. And we make Gzeira Shav, it says two different sukkim there, two different amudim exactly when he comes back to knock out the wolves, to knock out the nega. So we dashin, Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Biya, it's Gzeira Shava, this pasuk to that pasuk. The Vishav and the Bov, we could make Gzeira Shava. So you see, even though they're different words, one is a word of Vishav, and one's a word of Ubo, since they have the same meaning, you could make Gzeira Shava. See also, even though it says a mem may ene, but it still means the eye. So you should be able to make gzera shava. And hilchas gzera shava, that's not a reason. The fact it's a mem that you're not excluded. For yoid, even more I can answer you. Ligmar me enei mili enecha. Learn out me enei from the word mili enecha. Rashi says the mises bezdin mili enei decreases. Ba creases loike the gemarta mili enei mili enecha of mises bezdin yuka. So Gemara says, no, learn that also from the word me'enei. So Gemara says, no. Dogomar le'enei milyanecha. So Gemara says that kiblo minei Reb Shmuel Reb Yitzchok, that the Pasuk says kidei rishosoi, that mishum risho achasatu mechayvoi viyatu mechayvoi mishum shtei rishois. That what's the pshat? The Gemara says it. The Gemara now is arguing on what he said before, that you do not have to come. The pshat from Rabbi Kiva is not because it makes it gzeira shava mil'enei mil'enei. We do not need this gzeira shava. But the pshat from Rabbi Kiva is poshit, that the din of kedera shosai was only said by, like I said before, svara, when Bezdin gives the two punishments. Bezdin cannot give a Misa and a Malkus. But when the Misa is coming with a Shemayim, then there's no Chsaron from Kedei Rishosai. So, Kedei Rishosai means Rishosai Hamasuras to Bezdin. It's only a din in Bezdin that Bezdin cannot give two punishments. Mashen Kein Chorus, which is called the Misa with a Shemayim, it's not Bezdin giving it, then it's okay. That's the pshat from Rabbi Kiva, that you do not need the Zereshav of Enei Enei. The Poshid, that Kedei Rishosi only applies to Mrs. Bezdin and not to Chai Bekrisis. That's Pshat for now. Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, why Chai Bekrisis still has Malkus. Now, Rav says like this, Asru Dei Lekotlo Kuliyam Loi Pligi Dien Loi Kiyomais. If you want the person to receive Malkus, to receive Misa, everybody agrees. You do not receive Misa and Malkus. In other words, Rav is saying, could be even by Chai Bekrisis. He argues on the Svar before, that if they warned you, that if you do this Aveira, you're going to receive Misa, whether it's Misa or Chorus, everybody agrees, you will not receive Malkus, because they're sorry from Kedei Rishosai. Keep pleading, where's the Machlekes? They ask for Bela Malkus, in a case where you only warn them for Malkus. Thus, from this lav right now, he will not receive Misa. Since there was no Hasroh for Misa, he will not receive Misa. So they only warn you for Malkus and not for Misa. This is where the Machlokes is. We have Yishmoel Savar, Lav Shenitin Liazoros Misas Bezdin, Loikin Olav. Even though when the Torah gave this Lav, the main purpose was that if you have received Asroh, you receive Misa, so what? but now that the Edom only warned you for Malkus, you could receive Malkus from this love. And there's no son from Kedei Rishosai. Because the mice, you're not receiving Misa. You were not warned for Misa. You're only warned for Malkus. So there's no son from Kedei Rishosai. So only question on such a love, do you receive Malkus or not? Rabbi Shmuel holds yes. Even though the slav was given for the purpose of Misa, but when you do not receive Misa, you receive Malkus. For Rabbi Kiva Savar, Lav Shenitin Lazarus Misas Bezdin, ain't like in a love. You did not receive Misa. You did not receive Malkus. This slav was given for the purpose of Misa and not for Malkus. Ain't like in a love, Rashi says. Kishishru by Malkus, Bulay Misa. This love was not given for the punishment of Malkus Kishalavin. This love was necessary for to give you Misa. If they did not warn you, if there was not an Azar in the Torah, you would not receive Misa. So this love is for the purpose of Misa. That's why you did not receive Malkus. Even when they warned you only for Malkus, but this love was not given for Malkus. You did not receive Malkus from such a love. That's Rabbi Kiva's Svar. Gloriously, Hochi, if so, Chai B'Kris is Nami. Why don't I say the same Svar? When the Torah said this love, the love was for to give you Chorus. You will not receive Chorus unless the Torah gives the love. The Torah has to warn you. So, why does Rabbi Kiva say, when you did a Chai B'Kris, and the Edom warned you for Malkus, you receive Malkus. So he says, "Lav shenit." There's a question. Irochi chay b'kriis nami. Lav shenitain liazaris korusu. This lav was given to warn you from korus. Or malei rav Mordechai rav Ashi. Hochi yom ravimi miagrunya. Here's what Ravimi said from Agrunya. Mishmei the rov in the name of rov. That chay b'kriis is letzrichi asro. But you want to say no. That to receive korus, you do not need a lav atera. You do not need a lav in the Torah to give you krisis. Therefore, when the Torah does say this lav, the pshat for the lav is for Malkus. You receive Malkus because of this lav. Now, just to receive chorus, you do not need a lav. What's the proof? Well, asra means asra satera, means a lav atera. You do not need a lav atera to give you chorus. What's the proof? Sherei pesach amila. These are mitzvahs that say, onish, and if you do not bring a pesach, a korban pesach, or you do not make a bris milah, unless you receive chorus. Afa pishle hizer, even though there's no lav hatera, the Torah never put a lav by milah or by pesach. So you see, even though there's no lav hatera, still you could receive the punishment of chorus. That's the proof that krisus does not need a lav. Therefore, when the Torah says the lav by these chayv krisus, the purpose of the lav is that you could receive malchus. In the case that the Edom warned you for Malkus, you receive Malkus also. That's the pshat from Rabbi Akiva. So Moses bring in a proof, you see that Mila and Pesach is Chayat Chorus, even though there's no love. So Moses says, maybe no. The Dilma Azor and the Korban, maybe still when the Torah says a love in the Pasha of Chayat Krisis, maybe the love is not for the purpose of Malkus, but rather to give you a Chayat Korban. That if you do this chet b'shegeg, you have to bring a korban. Maybe for korban you need a lav. And it'll still be the same question then. Then this lav is not for Malkus, but it's to mechayev you a korban. And I'll bring you a proof. Sherei pesach amina. By these two mitzvahs I say, the less bu azor, there's no warning, there's no lav in the Torah on these two. And therefore the klal is, loy maisi korban. If somebody did not bring a korban pesach even b'shegeg, there's no chiyuv to bring a korban. If you do not make a bris milah b'shege, there's no chiyuv to bring a korban. So what's the reason? Either there's a chet or chay b'kristus involved, and usually by your chay b'kristus, if you do it b'shege, you chay a korban. So clearly the answer is, because to chay a korban, you need a lav ha-terah. And here by pesach milah, there's no lav, that's why there's no korban. So you see you need a lav for the purpose to chay you a korban, so the question is back. Why does Rabbi Kiva say, by Chayav Krisis, you receive Malkus? The lav comes for Malkus? No, the lav comes for Korban. So Gemara says, no, there's no proof. Really, I tell you, for Korban also, you do not need a lav. Korbanist, if you did the Chet B'Shegeg, you do not need a lav Atera to Mechayav you a Korban. The lav is only for Malkus. So the question is, if so, how come by the Chet of Pesach and Milah, that there's a Chiyav Chorus involved, How come b'shoygi there's no korban? I'll answer you. Hayne taima el mishum the iskish kolator kula liavodes kechavim. We learn out the pasha to bring korbanos b'shoygi from the pasha of avodes zara. Now ma avodes kechavim, just like by the chet. If somebody worshipped avoid the Zohar B'Shoigei, that he has to bring a korban. The pshat is, Shev v'yat hasem, the aveir is. The Torah is telling you, Shev, do not do the aveir. That's such a type of an aveir, there's a chiv korban. Av kol Shev v'yat hasem, every aveir of sitting back and not doing something. But lafuk is excluded here, honey, these two mitzvahs of Pesach and Milan, to come and say, these things are kumah say. The Torah says, go and bring a korban Pesach. Go and make a bris milah. See, it's true. If you do not bring a korban Pesach, if you do not make a bris milah, you chayiv koros. But korban, if you do it b'shegeg, you're not chayiv a korban. The reason is not because there's no law, because you do not need a law for korban. But the reason is, we learn out the chiyuvim from avodas korban. The Rashi says, Torah achas yilachem liyesa b'shkoga. Says Torah Chas Yilachem by Avodah Zarah, all Chayve Chatois, all Kavonis by Avodah B'Shegeg, you learn out from the Chet of Avodah Zarah. So it has to be a Chet that the Torah says do not do it, a Shevi Atasei type of an Avera. And not an Avera of Korban Pesach and Mila, where the other Torah wants you, Kum V'Yasei, go and do. So that's this answer, that's Rav's answer, why Rabbi Kiva holds you receive Malkus by Chayve Krisus. Because the lav by the Chai V'Krisis is there only for Malkus. You do not need the lav for the Chai V'Krisis. So therefore it's good when you get Malkus. Ma'asheikim Mises Bezdin, there he holds the lav was given for the purpose of Mises Bezdin. Therefore there's no Malkus. Even in a case where they only warned you for Malkus and not for Mises Bezdin. So Al-Kadei Rishosoi, there's no problem. You're not receiving two punishments. Still, Rabbi Kiva holds, you will not receive Malkus, because the lav is called the lav shenitin liyazoras Mises Bezdin. The lav is given for the purpose of Misa and not for the purpose of Malkus. By Shaykh by Chai decreases, the lav is given for the purpose of Malkus. There's no other purpose for the lav. Ravina Ravina says no. The question on this could be is that they hold on like that. That even Chai decreases maybe also needs a lav. So if we come back to other Tzuritzim, Ravina Homa Li'olam Kedaminim